The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill Tuesday that would say woe to WOTUS, the proposed rule from EPA attempting to clarify waters of the United States regulated under the Clean Water Act. Congressman Steve Sutherland of Florida sponsored the bill, called the WOTUS Regulatory Overreach Protection Act, which would prohibit the government from developing, finalizing, adopting, implementing, applying, administering, or enforcing the WOTUS rule.
Our bipartisan bill draws a line in the sand that preserves the critical federal-state partnership in place today by preventing the EPA and the Corps of Engineers from finalizing or implementing the proposed rule. We are providing a safeguard against the federal government's overreach into regulatory decisions best made by officials at the state and local levels. We are also requiring the EPA and the Corps to consult with the state and local officials to form a consensus proposal on the scope of the future water regulations under the Clean Water Act. This bill is not anti-environment. It is not anti-clean water. Our bill preserves the partnership we've had in place for years to strengthen the health of our waterways and manage our water quality.
Kevin McCarthy of California, who was recently elected to replace Eric Cantor as the majority leader of the House, threw his support behind the bill.
Under this proposed new rule, the EPA will be able to claim jurisdiction over almost all bodies of water in the U.S. So along with the bays and rivers, EPA's hand will extend over streams, ponds, ditches, and even stormwater runoff. Beyond sounding ridiculous, this rule will impact farmers, energy producers, and any private citizens that use their land for economic or recreational purposes. It is harmful and unnecessary. Now, I live in the West. The West is burdened right now with the drought. Some of that drought is based upon excess regulations that pick a fish over people, that water will run out to the ocean because of a regulation and a lawsuit.
The WOTUS Regulatory Overreach Protection Act passed the House by a vote of 262 to 152. It is not expected to go anywhere in the Senate, and the White House has already promised to veto the bill if it does make it that far. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.